What's happening, everyone? Thanks for downloading Hot Water's Green Room podcast. Before we kick off with today's fantastic episode, I just want to let you know how you can support the podcast. You can join up as a YouTube member at Hot Water Comedy on YouTube. Sign up to be a podcast member for £3 a month. You get early access to the public episodes and a bonus episode each week. Not only that, you'll get access to all of the podcasts that are coming on the Hot Water podcast community channel. It's going to be the place to come for podcasts in the Northwest. Hope you enjoy the episode. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Hot Water's Green Room podcast with me, Tony Carroll.
And me, Jamie Hutchinson, if in case you didn't know. And a guest, Mr. James Allen.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome, James.
Comedy's bad boy.
Yeah.
Why'd you get that nickname?
Lock your relatives up.
He's just that bad.
At comedy.
Oh, you didn't get butts because of your posture.
Yeah, I was saying before, I pulled my shoulder today.
You look
I'm doing this for injury, like Charlie Adam or something.
I've seen him in Top Man looking down the bargain rail.
I seen him in Blackpool. Yeah,
got audible teeth.
I seen him in Blackpool when he just signed for Liverpool, and him and his kids are the United kids, and it was dead weird.
He had United fans.
Yeah, and I was like, "Why you just signed for Liverpool?" And he's walking down. Well, he wasn't a United kid. That would be weird. His kids was.
Fucking little fat cunt.
Yeah.
Spark him out, mate. You and Adam on
I don't even know why. He's in United kids. I don't want Charlie Adams' kids as fans. That's part of the reason we're in this mess. It's Charlie Adams' kids' fault. So anyway, you're Charlie Adam. You're playing through the pain.
Playing through the pain. I just got out of bed. And climbing.
Shagging.
Yeah, or... You know, doing rock climbing a wall or something.
That sounds cool. Climbing up. If you was climbing a wall, I would hope your back breaks. Yeah, anyone who climbs is a fucking paedophile.
Yeah.
Honestly, unless you're climbing over a fence to run away from someone, that's the only excuse to climb.
Yeah.
Or to get a ball out of a tree. Or nick a bird.
Or climbing the metaphorical.
to nick some nick bird's eggs, bird. Mate. Just fucking, imagine getting a bird's
or
egg.
Or climb right. through a girl's window and rob a knickers.
Yeah, and sniff him. And post them back to her dad.
Yeah. First class.
Yeah. To Charlie Adam.
I've sat on eggs. Yeah. I've sat on birds' eggs, yeah.
Why?
Just by accident. A neighbour, when me and my mum moved house, they're like, oh, there's some eggs for you. But don't eat them. Just, look after them.
What?
Hatch them?
Yeah, to have a little bird nest in your
back garden. Did you shit on them so I keep them warm?
I was playing football and came in and sat on the porch, and lo and behold...
Oh...
Alan had
a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Was it a yolk or was it a baby bird?
No. Oh, thank God. No, it happened. Well, no, if anything else worse, I sort of aborted the...
Yeah.
The murder? Murder of birds? I murdered the flock.
I can't believe they give you eggs to look after.
Yeah.
Are they fucking mad?
I know, yeah.
I know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Blue they were.
Yeah, big as a fucking pie yourself, cunt.
What are you fucking on about? Where do you live this summer?
Don't give me responsibility when I'm a kid.
Yeah, a key.
Little weirdos.
Yeah, I'll give you a key to shut the curtains. Yeah, that's not getting used for big, is it? Nano.
I'll give you life. I'll give you a fry up.
Yeah, I'll meet here as a lolly. Suck this.
Here's some
Easter eggs? No.
Oh, God.
No.
Here's a
find the opposite.
I'll give you a hubba bubba time, baby. Chump a chump on this, bad boy. It's sticky as well.
So, how long's the comedy dream been going for then?
Far too long. Far too long.
What would you say it is?
About 6 years.
Do you know when people ask you it though? Have you just done it all the time? Or have you had breaks and stuff?
No. I debated having a break. Last year,
but trust me, it helps.
Does it?
Yeah.
Would you? I had a break. I feel like you've known something and gone, mate. If I were you,
I had a break 5 years ago and still haven't come back.
Has breaks, mate.
Fantastic.
But you're like a marquee name here. You're like if you came back, bums on seats.
Yeah, well, do you know, it's the face. I think they call me the face of Hot Water. And I haven't got fair degree burns.
What do you do though? Because like that's the thing is like I like you drink. I think you.
Simon think is someone who's got face burns, but
that guy who came back from Falklands,
Simon Weston.
Yeah. He's fucked. Katie Piper. She could be the.
Why don't we get the editors to like cut this out and we'll do the joke again? Now that I know the name.
So here's the face of hot water.
I'm the face of hot water, and I'm not Katie Piper.
I'd like to pipe her icing on a nice cake because I'm homely and she's married and I respect
that. She can use my jizz for face cream.
Mm. I'm going to take that break.
I love cool down. Just rub it in.
Oh, no. This has got member exclusive energy today.
This is very off brand for my mum's going to watch it.
Shout out, Joe.
I liked it, but it was too filthy. Filthy.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you... Because I'm worried I'll just dwindle. And then I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, James. Oh, did you used to do... That's my fear, that is. When
it's
what ifs.
It's people who are, distant family members and friends of friends. Like, are you still doing comedy? My uncle was funny once.
But you know what? On my deathbed, when I'm dying, probably be a few years, and all my family will be around me. And like people say, at the end you think like, oh, what if and that.
Yeah.
My last thought isn't gonna be gigging in hot water on a Thursday with Rob Thomas. Like I could have done much more with my life.
You'd rather die in one of his taxis or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, if I'm going on a deathbed, I want my last action to be fighting in a nurse's face.
What?
But in what you're just arse up?
Yeah, I was going. I've done an accident. my bed pan, and then she lifts it up. I'll fart and go 1-0. You can't get me back then.
No replay. She's amazing, man. She comes back for the away leg at the funeral. Farts in the coffin. What old dickhead?
Oh, yeah.
On a Thursday, we'll all clap.
It's just been a lifetime ambition of mine to fart in a nurse's face.
I've talked about this a few times. I think at my funeral, I'd want all the people, and my last words would be like, all those fucking people who said they'd come and see me live.
Ah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And then fuck them. I don't want them at my gig.
But they'd all come to the funeral and be like, oh, he was so funny. He's like, well, where were you? In Hull in 2016 in December when it was fucking gridlocked from 5 to 9.
Some fucking monger I spoke to once in year 9. Can you get me a free ticket for hot water? Yeah, I probably could, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. Because you pushed me into a locker in year 9.
Just go fuck yourself.
Because you're one of them hundreds of kids who egg me on my birthday.
one of the eggers.
Yeah.
Listens to this, and he's a member.
So, is he?
Yeah. So
hello, Mr. Egger. Thank you for your £3 a month.
Yes.
As you can see, it's changed our lives.
Yes, baby.
Just don't sit on him.
I'm eating free range eggs now, bitch. And Cumberland sausage.
And I'm eating baby chicks. That's called a callback.
Speaking of eating chicks, you had a date last night.
Fucking hell.
You can't do that. You can't mess this up, can't do that.
Does she listen?
What? She's going to, isn't she now?
No.
Because it's all I spoke about last night.
Oh.
Trying to make myself good.
Yeah.
I've got this podcast, got fucking 50,000 patrons and that.
Jamie Hutchinson's on it, Aphrodisia.
How'd they go? Where'd you go?
The oyster of the north.
We went... I'm not going to talk about it.
No, you got it. Sorry. Go on.
No?
You went to Pins.
Members.
You went to... Oh, right,
members of Pins?
No, I'm going to speak about the date on the members.
Yeah.
Because Cliffhanger. I can be more myself.
Yeah.
You know, so sign up if you want to hear about the date. Yeah. And it went really well.
Yeah, so sign up, listen to how it went. And will Tony get a second date? Live on the member exclusive pod.
That's how I feel doing this. This feels like a sort of American talk show, because when I was younger... I'd come home from school, and I love watching like Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien and all that. And to sort of, if I had a bad day at school, I've come in and through the little, what do you call the bit before you go into the living
room? Porch.
The porch. There we go. Thank you.
porch and neighbours leave some eggs to mind. You fucking, you must have lived a lavish life, you.
And then moved house 10 times. Mum couldn't tie down a man.
thanks for listening, James.
Apart from Bondage Thursdays.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Don't want to relive that.
again, shout out, Joe. Good egg. I'll get me rope back soon.
Good egg. So I used to, like, in the porch, I'd be like waiting in the wings, like waiting to go on a TV show. Yeah. And I'd open the door and I'd go, he's just come back from Double Geography and Drama Club after school. It's James Allen. I'd open the porch door and I'd go, wah! Like, to like the fireplace and go, wah! Mime shaking Jimmy Fallon's hand, sit down and be like, so you got your mock maths exams coming up. How's that going? I'd be like, oh, I'm a bit worried, in all honesty, Jimmy. Yeah, I've been revising as well as I should have. And then I'd just be like, oh, I'll go make a cup of tea, you know.
But Joe, because we've talked on here extensively about my fantasies, so I'm not going to mock you.
That's all right.
But why didn't you fantasize about being like a superstar comedian or a superstar actor or whatever? Why did you fantasize about getting interviewed about your maths and that?
Because it's sort of like...
Kept it real.
Yeah, I couldn't talk about my day. Because I remember my mum once, I got an A-star in drama. No, just pick that back up on the old curriculum vitae. Duke of a number of bronze in there. Whack that down. Can work independently and as a team. Boom. I got an A-star, and my mum went, oh, is that just for prancing around on stage? Is it? Yeah, well done.
Fuck, and I went, no wonder 10 men have left you.
Yeah, she was in the mood with me, but...
Did you only have 10 fellas?
No, oh. No, 10 houses. she wasn't a landlady.
How many fellas?
Just two. Currently, one is still my current
stepfather.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. So, asterisks. So, not subject to change, but like...
Jamie has a very special relationship with his stepfather, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I love your... Oh, no, it's your real dad I love.
Yeah, James is my real dad.
Oh, has he? Yeah.
So my dad's a bit of a fucking mom.
Is he like him then?
He's
more like James,
mad.
To be honest.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, he's a bit of a nerd, but like...
Thank you.
Is he really?
Yeah, but he's in a dead funny way, though.
I thought when you hear stories, you picture just you.
Yeah, yeah.
With less hair.
Well, that's what all my uncles are like. Oh, so I've got the Hutchinson gene, and he's a bit the sore thumb where he's a bit of a... Like, dead lovable, though. So he tried to flirt with a shop girl in fucking... In some bar, it's like Jaeger bombs, like fucking
two for the five.
So he came to the gig after, pissed up. And I was just coming in the screen room, sit down, behave yourself. Pissed and meeting James, and he went, I've been on the Jaeger bombs, two for the fiver. Yes, please. Four.
But he was still in his work uniform.
Was he? Oh, so he's like you then?
Yeah. Oh, he's a piss gun.
What does he do? Fit light bulbs?
Makes light bulbs.
That's
like industrial lights for.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
A 40 watt.
I was thinking because they're very bulbs. Detailed light bulbs, aren't they? So I was thinking it must be like an art.
Yeah, he loves a pun. He's fucking rapid with puns and stuff like that. Yeah. That's how I got into comedy, just fucking. I'd doing puns and watching Fawlty Towers with him and that. He had this girlfriend called Joyce, and she looks like she sounds.
Yeah.
A 55-year-old woman called Joyce.
Dead lady.
Yeah. Proper, like, you're like short hair, but, like, not cut right.
Yeah, like a blue like rinse. Yeah.
Proper flat.
Proper Sinead O'Connor.
No, but Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor. Love it, Jamie. That's a pun.
Yeah, proper fat ass and that.
Put that pun where the sun don't shine.
Oh, yeah. So we was all out, and my dad was having a banana before his night out.
Kind of lad he is.
I'm having a fucking banana. He doesn't care. No. He just doesn't care. Yeah. I don't give a fuck, mate. I'm living my life.
Loves his potassium.
I'm having a fucking banana. And it's when I first got told that, your dad's got a girlfriend called Joyce. Oh, I don't give a fuck. And before the night, like family night out, my dad's having this banana, and my uncle Simon, who's the proper degenerate piss can, he said to my dad, oh, Joyce will be getting that tonight, and pointed at the banana, and my dad ate half the banana, and just went, no, she'll be getting that. A little stump.
That's a good one.
He loves it.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah, he's a hero of a man.
But no, getting back to the posture, I'm a bit worried about, because I don't want to slouch and end up with a hunch. That's my biggest fear.
Who booked you for not having a posture?
Well, he's, well,
oh, just oh, probably Evo it.
It's Simon Ketchup.
What?
No, I can't whisper it because he's...
No, he won't pick up. Who?
No, I'm not saying... No, I'll tell you off. I'll tell you... Members, I'll tell you off.
Oh, I'll play so if you sign up, you'll find out who the cunt is.
But,
Simon it was a, Sauce.
It was a... yeah, it was a bit of a condiment. And... Oh. That's fucked your head over, hasn't it? You got like the Hellman's. Zodiac Killer. He was to me. He didn't... Okay. He it was like a show. Me and two friends at a showcase in Edinburgh in 2016, and he came to watch us.
Oh, Gangster's Paradise!
Gangster's Paradise!
Oh my god!
I know what it is. John Salicream.
Yes, that's it. Yes, yes.
Oh, that comes out. Yeah. Fucking Billy Hellman.
No, it's Bob Coleman.
Billy Hellman.
Bob Coleman.
Yeah, I gave him on Friday.
Sid Sriracha. That's all. That's probably a comic called Sid Sriracha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spicy. Oh,
but he has a fucking guitar on stage. Not a fucking comedian. Yeah.
Fuck off.
Do you not like guitar?
What?
No.
Get the fuck off my stage, mate.
Stop using props.
Tuning it in the green room.
It's meant to be you. You, a fucking light and a mic.
Bearing your
soul. Stop hiding behind props.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. It's okay if you die.
Oh, I've ended my song and nod. That's an applause break. No, it fucking isn't. Fucking shit,
I did a gig with someone and they went, use the guitar, and midway through the song went, if you want to hear the rest of that song, buy me albums.
Oh my God. Cunts, aren't they? There was one I gigged with.
You should have a fucking hat on the floor. It's like busking, isn't it?
There's one I gigged with. And it was during an election campaign.
God.
And he ended his political woke, like, you know, I don't hate the word woke because it's, you know, I agreed with his stance, but I thought, you know, I'd rather not be associated with you because you're a fucking lizard.
Not woke, but sentient.
Yeah. And then he just went, and he ends his song, which was shite, and then goes, one more thing, vote Labour.
Oh,
one more thing, Jeremy Corbyn's cock in my mouth.
Oh, they should have used that as if the Tories had any sense, they'd use that as their promotion.
Yeah, to say what? Like,
do you want to be in with these dickheads?
Exactly. Yeah. So, Corbyn, sorry, did you mean the second coming of Christ? Oh, get in the bin.
Oh, by the way, we're all Lib Dems here.
I was a Lib Dem. In my 2010 South Rural High School election, I ran for.
Oh, Lib Dems. when you just got blagged.
Yeah,
I ran
for Lib Dems. Yeah, I 66.7% of the vote.
Well, did you? Yeah,
for what?
For the just a mock school election. There was no. We were promised power, but we weren't given any.
Oh God! Oh, did you? So, like a school council.
Yeah.
So you had to assign yourself to a party.
And I was like, well, I don't know how I feel about Labour because Brown was on his way out. And I was like, they don't look strong after Tangerine Gate.
When did Lib Dems get into power?
Sort of like 09.
James and I.
09-10.
Oh, yeah, when they did a deal, didn't they?
When they got into bed, mate, with the Tories.
They were like, don't worry about uni. Don't worry about that. And I was like, I'm up for that.
And then he
rinsed. Absolutely rinsed. I got sort of...
They're on a comeback, them, aren't they, now?
Not really.
Don't you think so?
No,
dead and buried.
I think people still remember. It's like, you know, family's family, but we remember that you
touched us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's generally what they are.
Yeah. It's like going to your uncle's birthday and, like, you know that he touched you.
Have you had it at Christmas?
And then, you're like, listen, happy birthday. But keep your fingers. We know what happens.
Keep your fingers where I can see him.
Mud sticks.
Not going back in the shed for another game of Bop It, as you call it. Twist this. Oh, yeah. I know your fucking game.
Pull it.
Twist what exactly? Pull it makes a noise.
Spin it.
Yeah. Lick it.
Fucking bop it.
And dip it in some sauce. And
oh, yes.
Fucking break it. Break it.
Spit on it.
Spit on it. Lick it.
What order is it again?
Lick it.
I smell a Perrier.
Dip it. God.
More on Tony's day in the
Can't
about me to my little fucking nephew.
Oh, no. I can't wait to have a nephew.
I can't wait to have a nephew.
I'm going to get a bopper for his birthday.
Fucking spin it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not arsed, mate.
Oh, if anyone's got any spare nephews going. Hot Water Comedy Club.
I got Nick Clegg's aid.
Clegg it.
Yeah. Just make promises you can't keep.
Clegg it. Oh, God.
I'll take it to the football. I'll take it to the football next week. Just have a little go.
Hang a picture of Nick Clegg off it. Oh, that's some kinky shit, that, isn't it?
I got
Uncle Nick.
Go on, I've only got Charles Kennedy. That'll do.
I was high on Clegg Fever. His aide replied to me because I emailed him too often.
Oh, come on.
Calm down.
I emailed him every day, but like, have you got any advice running for my school election? I'm a big fan. Got any advice? And his aide was like, Nick's very busy right now, but he wishes you the best of luck. And at the time, I was like, whoa. But in hindsight, you're like, that's just been typed for him. Yeah. He doesn't know about that, does he?
Oh, yeah.
But he ends up being a... I listened to his Desert Island Discs. And he went, his luxury item was a pack of cigarettes.
Oh.
And he was like, very naughty. He goes, I'm a very naughty man. I'd take a pack of cigarettes. I was like, but once they're gone, they're gone.
And then
what are you going to crave?
Yeah.
You twat.
Should have just sucked coke, loads of coke.
But we won. We were promised the tour around House of Parliament, never got it.
Not even a full sleeve cigarettes,
just one packet of cigarettes. Yeah, exactly.
Just one.
No, he aimed for a full sleeve and ended up dealing on a packet. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
09 satire. Yeah. Have I got news for you, you cunt?
Yeah.
If anyone is watching from Have I Got News For You, I'm available.
So, yeah, brief political career, mate. I got involved in loads of stuff, mate. It was debating team.
Sounds like a good life.
Debating team. Yeah, debating team at school.
Yeah, debating team.
Oh, you'd get fucking battered in our fucking gaff.
School counsellor.
What's that entail?
Just sort of being like, you're all right.
School prefect?
No, that was a bit much for me, that.
Oh, like, was it?
I can't patrol.
Was that a bit too geeky for you, was it?
I think you'll find you've got art now.
Yeah, you're not a frontline soldier, are you?
No, I'm very much flogging poppies in the shopping centre.
As long as you're making a difference and you're happy, mate. Yeah. And, you know, Jimmy Fallon interviewed you about it.
Oh, that's the dream, that. Well, I've been to New York. No, I don't mean like that. But like, I've treaded Broadway.
Yeah.
Well, have you?
Not on the stage.
Thought that he started drama. No, got you there, mate.
No, it got me up. I did a live performance at the Floral Pavilion, and my pants got pulled down midway through the show. person who did that is now a policeman. So wake up, Britain.
And he's my uncle.
Bop it.
He did. Midway through the performance, just went boom, pants down.
Drop them. Oh, we should get a bop it for the background.
Drop it.
New studio.
Yes. Oh, I would love to have a game of Bop It with you.
Yeah, I've got no reflexes, mate.
I'd be really good at
Bop It. I'll end up injuring myself. I've got no reflexes.
What about reflux? How long does it take to be sick after alcohol?
I wake up with chest pain. That's like my alarm clock now.
Don't you force your food yourself to eat it later to be sick sometimes?
Well, no, I hoard. I have one big fucking feast with the plan of feeling horrible the next day, because it makes me, I like the feeling of being like a little slug.
Do you remember the time we did a slug? Do you remember the time we did a live stream?
Oh, little slug.
Yeah. Oh, don't put that salt in me.
Don't touch me eyes. Mm. Oh, do you remember that time we did a live stream? Me, you, and Kenneth. A few years ago.
Oh, mate, get on this game, we made
and
it. Right.
So there's a comp. This is called. There's a comic.
Pro Evo.
Who.
Can't even Pro Evo, the cunt.
Yeah, because it is a Pro Evo name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking We United. Say it was. I don't know how you.
Andre Arshavin.
Yeah. It was of that ilk.
Yeah.
And he had this thing where he kept putting his hands together. Yeah, every. He kept doing that every opportunity while he was talking. He was going, hello! He kept putting his hands together like that. And we had a drinking game where every time he put his hands together, you had to like... And you ordered a curry, but we're drinking at the same time. But
it was just lockdown, was it?
Yeah. Christmas. And you were drinking mad. You had like Guinness and then...
Oh, we're having Guinness.
We had like, you had something and then a spirit.
Fucking 8 Guinness drinkers, by the way. Sorry, you just got me on something. So that game, we watched shit comedy, all three of us, and the fourth square was a shit stand-up clip. And then we'd drink every time a joke died and that. Fucking class, mate. So good.
You had the curry.
You got a list of them.
You were going, and you went, and you like,
so where do you watch the comics? Was that
on
like,
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, but did they, you don't put something up if they're dying, do they?
Some people are fucking...
Do they?
Oh, they fucking do, baby.
Send me them.
Yeah,
I'll send you my gig at Witness in 2016.
Oh, there's a... Hell. There's a...
Why is it online?
Because I contacted the guy and he didn't reply.
Oh.
I used the line...
Take it down, please.
I used the line, Witness the Fitness. Anyway, we're young. You're young. You're starting out. Like a newborn foal, aren't you? You're not walking yet.
The one mango chutney.
Yeah.
in the... a black and white video. It's the best death of all time.
Is it?
It's a work of art, mate. Because it's in black and white, and it's like, you know, a bit moody. And it checks
all the boxes though, because at least,
oh god,
like we all know that when you die, you know, but you either address it or like embrace or try your best to like. The worst is when it's like the sheer like just sort of naivety of thinking I can do this.
It's fine dying on your ass.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, it's people who are deluded who don't think they have.
Yeah.
Like, and then they'd make a Facebook post and go, just smash that.
Oh, no, yeah.
Fuck. Great gig there in fucking in Chester. And then it's just like, it weren't, you died.
Oh, mate, someone, he's a good comic, so I hope you don't mind me saying this. But he, I gigged with someone on Friday in Buxton. And that's why I drink Volvic now. Fucking miserable old cunt. I had a good gig, but it's just like, fucking hell, mate. 2 applause breaks in 20 minutes. Are you fucking disabled?
You did?
Yeah, only two. I'm six.
Only two?
I'm only 6 or 7, me. Fucking 2. Get your fucking hands out.
Yeah.
Get your hands out. Imagine doing that.
Get your fucking hands out. Put it together.
You twat.
You doing nodding?
Yeah.
Alan, you daft old cunt.
What are you doing going?
I don't know. It called back to the end. Yeah. I set that up 14 minutes ago.
Don't come up to me after the gig and say, we don't normally like comedy, but you were great. Laugh.
And the clap. The one, the middle act, so they're about to announce a compare on that Rob Coleman file. Night Styled. He went to the middle act, so do you mind just doing the offstage announcement show? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your host and compare for the evening, Rob Coleman. And this guy was clearly knackered. He died on his ass doing the offstage mic. He just went,
on his arse with the insult.
Right, he just went, ladies and gentlemen of Buxton Comedy Club, one of your car has been stolen. One of your cars has been Anyway, my god, no. I was fucking jumping for joy, mate. I went, you damn cunt, what are you fucking playing at? Got the plural and singular wrong. You went, one of your car, one of your car, one of your cars. Broke.
Have you ever had audience members who try and done that? Who like think, oh yeah, I'll do a little bit.
I'll tell them to fuck right off, mate. Even when they go, mate, it's birthday.
Oh, mate,
fuck off, lad. Mate's boring.
I was teching once.
Was your mate's birthday? Yeah. I just go in the shed and play boppers.
Spit on it.
Riff on it.
Applaud it. Fucking clap it. Yeah, that's what I like.
Pull back and reveal it.
I love applause breaks that much. I was like, you know, give me Willy an applause break.
Slap it against your belly.
Done.
I was teching a gig in Chester once, and this guy goes there, it's my mate's birthday. And I went, right.
Where in Wales was he from?
Edinburgh. Do you think you could come on stage and tell a few jokes? I went,
it wasn't Vittori.
No, yeah, I don't know that. I've not met him, but he seems like a nice guy.
Who?
Oh my
Vittori.
God.
Oh wait,
Vittorio.
Vittorio, sorry.
Vittorio. Angelone. I watched his podcast today. It's good.
And you went,
get off his ass.
Not as good as ass.
I went
fucking
pull out.
Yeah. Bop it, Vittorio.
Pull out his ass.
Bop it. Bop it back to Belfast or Rome or wherever you pretend to be.
The thing
that's
is,
that's the Jamie I know and love. Fuck you.
Love you. Yeah. I don't. Bop it.
It's gone.
His head's gone. Gone.
But he wasn't expecting this, was he, mate? He wasn't, was he? Oh, but, you know, a bit Radio 4.
Because it looks professional. Yeah. You think we're professional. Well, yeah, like, you've got the two biggest wreckheads in comedy doing like a podcast.
Sounds like Jim Davidson wears a suit. yes, he's bad, but at least he looks good doing it.
Yeah.
Well, he, I don't know, he looks a bit like a melted candle. He was. He went...
I tracked a girl who looked like that.
What?
The melted waxwork bird.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The hammerhead.
Yeah. We can't talk about it again.
No, we can't talk about Fat Face Reeve anymore.
Yeah.
She does not bop it anymore.
Big break.
Sorry, Fat Face.
Been derailed. getting all shy. It's like, it's my fucking mate's stag day. Can you come up and do a few jokes, a wee turn? I went, not really, mate. It's just an organised comedy night. But, and then as soon as I walked away, I fucking stupidly left the mic on. You got on stage, went, knock, knock, who's fucking there? And everyone just went, and then he was like, Matt. And then he went on a riff about how his mate had like shagged 30 women.
Oh,
like,
mate.
Just put that fade down. Oh, I hate people like that.
I do.
I was at Beat the Frog once, just watching, and this guy was heckling Dan Nightingale all night. I think it was Nightingale. And he went, well, Joe, get up and have a go then. And he got up and he was stumbling about, and then he just did a proper rant against Asians.
Fuck.
And the mic got caught. He started off like, oh, he said like, oh, all right. So, like, he fell on the stage, you know, on purpose, to, like, try and get a laugh.
Yeah, that's and, like, the, it's actually my first gig.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
And he was bumbling about, and people were being polite and everything. And then he went the P word for Asians. I won't say that. He said the P word about Asians. I went, what? And the mic got caught, but because he'd never done it before, he didn't know the mic was off. So he just like,
yeah,
just like, cut off, you daft cunt.
Like, did he have thrown out?
Yeah.
Like in EastEnders where like they're having a barbecue and there's music playing and it's like, you're the father! And then it cuts out. Yeah,
right. Well, it's interesting, right? Because I watch classic EastEnders all the time, as you both know, right? So it's on the Drama Channel. And sometimes when they're having a house party in EastEnders, obviously when it went out, it had music on. But obviously the Drama Channel have not got the licensing for it. So they're speaking like there's music playing sometimes. And it's like, I said to Dot that she can get my vegetables off my stove, it'll be cheaper. It's like, what the fuck's going on there?
What Scotland's that?
Yeah. they put music on in the background, so it's clearly like a licensing thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Have you chatted about the 06, Christmas 06 yet? Or was it Christmas 07? Have you chatted about the Max Brannin?
No, we've talked about Who Shot Phil a lot, because in my world, it's year 2000.
Right, okay.
It's the summer 2000, summer of love.
What year was it when you started off?
It's EastEnders starts in 1985.
So Romania have just beaten England at Euro 2000. Yeah.
Phil Neville.
Yeah.
Cunt.
So have you started from 1985?
No, I jump in when it gets to around 97. I started in 94.
Have you got up to the Scottish guy who beats up Little Mo?
No, Trevor, but he's coming in it soon. Right, okay. The Slaters were 2001.
Oh, so you're going to be fucking
bopping
it, won't you?
Little Mo.
You'll be bopping it when Cats are there, won't you?
That Christmas Day one, though, where they find out Max Brannin's having an affair with...
Oh, that's a good one.
That is...
Yeah.
Because that's his dad.
And that's the jeopardy. And that's the jeopardy.
That's
the real story.
That's
the
real quiz.
That's the real quiz. That's his dad.
I've never.
Fucking hell.
Normally, in those storylines, it's always like, oh, the brother or like the jealous best mate. It's his fucking flesh and blood.
And Max has lost two children to falling off the roof at the Queen Vic. Bradley and Abby.
Abby gone.
Are they dead?
Abby gone. Abigail, I'll be gone.
What was the other one? Louis?
Bradley. Bradley, Lauren.
Lauren's still going? She was an alcoholic for a bit, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's not in it anymore.
Right.
She's got baby Louis in New Zealand, which is where you're from.
A quarter of me is, yeah.
Quarter New Zealand.
Yeah, kia ora hari mai.
Does the haka to himself in the buffet.
He bops it.
I can do that. I won't do it, but I can do
it. Can you do it, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe later. But
I would love to see that now.
Yeah, the grass
skirt. With Japan style.
Get me for the live show and I'll do it.
Oh, okay then.
Hustle. For appropriating culture.
Got yourself a gig there.
Well, no, because I thought, when my mum told me that, I was like, oh, because I'm fucking bored. Like, I am boring. I get that. There's probably people who've switched this off now thinking, that cunt's fucking annoying. And
don't want you.
Hey, if you think he's annoying, fuck off. What?
And
fine, I better have that. I just couldn't resist that.
And that's Jamie.
That's a free ball. That was Jorgen Cole. That.
But my mum told me, she's like, oh yeah, like your granddad, like, you lose like a quarter of New Zealand. I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool. And I thought, like, right, what are they good at? Rugby. So I joined the rugby.
I'm fucking as well.
Fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know that?
New Zealand, didn't you?
Did you know that?
Your granddad must be a shag.
Your granddad fucked a lot, mate. Trust me.
He's got three daughters.
Oh, yeah. Them buttocks have propelled, baby. Motion in them buttocks. What's your granddad's buttocks like?
I imagine that, like, sort of.
Were they steeled?
Yeah, do you like you have muscles because he's like a butterfly's wing, you know?
My granddad had five kids and he had a really wide ass crack. So I don't know if that's got anything to do with it.
You know, the day.
No, he wasn't a good fucker.
You know,
oh,
like.
Yeah. You little sicko.
You could pop him in the best room. You know, my uncle walked in. Yeah. My uncle and his mate walked in on my granddad shagging my gran over the sink.
Over the sink?
Oh, no. And he went, get out!
Didn't respect there, did he?
No.
He carried on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking hand in the pants and that lazy pants.
And wide cheeks going for it, baby.
You know when, like, you've had a party... Stop shagging.
Stop shagging.
You know when you've had a party at a house and it's been a week and you've not cleaned up a balloon and it's sort of deflating in the corner?
Yeah.
That's what his bum looks like.
Yeah.
Just sort of like, there's creases there and it's just sort of... Yeah.
What parties do you have done?
And then you suck it.
Do you have balloons at a house party?
What?
I just imagine like you invite your like mates now for a bevy and you've got balloons everywhere.
I can't. I've never hosted a party.
Haven't you?
No, I've been to.
Have you been to a party?
Yeah. Well, I was quite late to the party scene.
Was you?
Surprise.
Oh, I love to party. Let me tell you that.
Oh, I've been in. I've ventured in your clubs and had a great time.
Oh, thanks.
To the point where.
I remember last time we were actually here. You come to
yes, it was Christmas night out, yeah. And the bouncer made me really scared. But
do you do that?
I don't want to slag him off.
No, slag him off.
Well, I think he picked on me because I was like, I didn't look like
trouble.
Yeah, and he went, it's fucking Christmas. He's like, we're freezing here. Chuck another fucking fiver in, or you're not coming in.
So yeah,
and I went,
it's 10
crisp.
It's £10. Keep the change, mate.
And I went in with another.
I'll play you pop it for it. Get round the back, bouncer. Keep your earpiece in.
I had a great time. I was absolutely smashed. But there was another comic who there was a girl dancing, and he just went, I can smell your fucking ass from here.
Oh my god, who was that?
Pro Evo. Pro Evo, please.
What rhymes with it? Oh no, Neve. Claris.
Oh, right, yeah. That sounds like
Yeah.
I mean,
at that point, I went, I think I'm going to go home.
God.
Speaking of...
Was it one of the dancers that danced in the club?
I think so, yeah.
Speaking of Neve Claris, I was...
It's okay, by the way. I say this to them all the time.
I was... That's part of the job description, having a smelly ass. You will not wipe for 1 week before your shift starts.
Do you ever walk past, look like, if you're on the street walking past, and you just look at someone and go, you don't wipe?
I always think about people wiping their ass. Yeah, it's one of the first things I think about of a person.
I think there's people out there who purposely wear dark undies so they get away with it.
I love Whitney in EastEnders. She's just looks like she's got a smelly ass. Showing a Bugatti.
That was your superpower.
No, yeah. But ass.
How are we going to defeat them? Well, when did they last go to the toilet? Fucking hell.
Bend over. Do you love a good smelly ass, do you?
Yeah, bend over and fish for sweet corn. I don't, you know, but I always imagine it. It always pops in my head.
It's 8 o'clock. Because I've
been with a girl who was really pretty and dead, you know, like clean, which is
normal, by the way. So
that narrows it down a lot.
You're like fucking Dennis off It's Always Sunny. Yeah. I need you to be clean.
No, I don't.
She likes them to be dirty,
yeah. Right. Smelly
fingernails, dirty nails. Yeah,
have it. Yeah. Sweaty feet, no. Same socks on for the week. yellow nails. But yellow jaundice in the nails, that's what I like. Sure.
Not very cuticle.
But I was with a, you know, a real pretty girl next door, look. Dead.
Pretty girl next door, look.
Well, the thing is, I grew up next to my nana, so I've never been able to use that.
The girl next door and fucking...
But she had a nice... Side. She had a nice tight perm.
Are you in a relationship, James?
I am, yeah. Oh, yeah. 18 months.
Nice. How's it going?
It's all right, yeah. It's really nice.
Me and James...
Smelly arse?
No.
Have you... Didn't you go on a date? Did you go on a date? Did you go on a dart? Or did you fucking offer a gig? Oh, can't remember. No.
I've had some shockers over the past few years.
Have you? I forgot to message him and confirm it. And then I arranged it again in Birmingham. Cancelled again.
Mate, you're...
Why?
I just like to go over.
You deserve happiness, though.
I know, but it just can't be arsed with being myself again. Do you know what I mean? I can't be bothered putting on this facade. Just love me for who I am.
love me for my shitty ass. Is that your requisite? If there's no poo on the rim.
No, it's the opposite.
Do you have to put on a front when you're dating?
Not really, but first date, you're always a bit like a fucking gimp, aren't you?
Yeah, it was me yesterday.
You're always putting on a show. But
what do you do? I actually, on a voice.
Oh, did I tell you when a girl went to kiss me on a first date and I just like went to shake her hand and she went to kiss me. It was the most awkward experience.
Shake her hand?
Yeah, because I didn't want any intimacy.
Why? Because she got nervous or something?
No, because I wanted to fuck her off.
Oh.
I wanted to make it clear. So I just went like for one of them.
Hey, good luck the rest of your life.
Yeah, but she went to kiss
me. You're not having my bop it.
She was mental, right? I went on a first date with her, right? This dead posh restaurant in Wilmslow, and it's fucking dough, mate.
It normally
yeah,
is KFC.
Good job, orders before the fucking
daddy's full in it.
Before the garlic bread come, right? She's out, she's showing pictures of
the garlic bread in a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
Jamie Hutchinson, everyone.
Oh, she did.
Oh, she. Oh, oh,
she was
a flag.
There, she
yeah,
was,
but you like it. You like him smelly.
Yeah, smelly breath.
No, she. The thing is, there's a misconception. I like a smell, but on a girl that where it suits.
So their own stench.
When the pretty girl next door had one shit wipe in the inside of her right cheek, it really put me off. I carried on, but begrudgingly. So I'm on this date, right, with this girl. This is years ago. And I'd sprained my ankle at football a couple of days before and sort of, you know, wobbled on anyway. And before the starters arrived, right, she's got a phone out showing me pictures of this hotel in Tenerife and that. So nice. I went, oh, yeah, you've seen it. I went, all right, Sandy, are you going away? She went, yeah, well, when are you free? So I laughed it off. It's the first time we've met. I met her online.
Wow.
First time we've met. So I laughed it off as if she was joking. You know, she went, no, seriously, because if we booked now for July, I went, the starter's not arrived. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
She was intense, mate. She was fucking besotted with me. Or you wouldn't be.
She have something wrong with her? Nah, like, I'm not taking a piss. I'm saying, did she, you know, did you meet her in, like, fucking clinic or something?
Clinic?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Because, like, people like that get, like, mentally attached, don't these people?
No, she was sound.
Edibles,
she was
mean.
Copus mentis.
Like the yellow label in Asda.
So she showed me all that. I'm like, Right, okay. So I just laughed it off, and, you know, chatting.
And you'd only been talking to her for like
a few days.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she.
Oh, you met in rehab, didn't you?
I don't go to rehab. I don't give up. Yeah. Fucking shit out.
Rehab's for weak people. Yeah. Fucking crack on with it.
On, call the Samaritans, they're out there engaged. And then she invited me round to her mum's family barbecue at the weekend.
Nice.
I went, what are you talking about? I'm not meeting your parents and all that.
Yeah.
Having a laugh. So here's how I got out the date, right?
Oh, is this the one you gave wrote the poem about with the hairy back?
No.
No. Oh.
Well, I'm going to want to hear that. After this one, I want to hear that one.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to pay you off. I think she listens. My silverback princess. but more on King Mong later.
Fuck me.
Oh, God, he's done it again, guys.
Fucking hell.
He's done it again.
You want me to dilute it with some...
No, so here's how we got out of the date. And here's... Yeah. Tip for everyone, if you're on a date that you don't like them and you're too cowardly to say, I poured vinegar all over myself.
Fucking so hell.
What? I poured vinegar all over myself.
Sarsons.
So I stunk. I went to a pub after it with her. Yeah. She was boring the tits off me. And I've seen like, it had like a... It
condiments.
It was like in a pot, like a little...
Like a condiment
like
thing,
a little
yeah.
teapot. And I just like... she was in the toilet and I just went... Poured it all over myself. I just came back and went, I've spilt vinegar on myself. Yeah, I'm not eating though. I was playing with the vinegar.
Yeah.
And now it's all over me.
You quite literally had a vinegar stroke.
Yeah. So I've got a.
And then you went some getting off.
Yeah. Just had my ankles hurting as well.
But if you were a slug, you should have put salt around. On yourself.
So I said, well seasoned. So I said to her,
Dawkins.
I said, my phone's going to die, so I'll text you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be arsed. Fucking got home, right? Phone was off. Charged it over the night and woke up to fucking...
Essays.
Hundreds of extra... You think I'm fat, don't you? Yes. But that weren't the issue. You're boring as well. And you're clingy. You're fat, boring and clingy. So we're in New Zealand.
FBC. Running clingy. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, Jamie.
Sorry. Sorry to
And
everyone.
Yet they keep coming back.
Hungover.
Mine were quite tame. I let someone stupidly give charge of my Tinder account once. And ended up going on
it. Urban man?
Yeah. Someone who I worked with. And he was just like, he coined the phrase, if you've got a dick, how can you be gay? Anyway.
Where about you from in Wales?
Newcastle. he's a horrible guy, but he's like, let me take control of your Tinder, Jay. I'll find you some dates.
Is he
like,
Scouser?
Yeah. Don't, because this is...
Hutchie
does this where like, and Callum is where you go out with him. And I'll be like, if we're in a new bar, I'll be like, oh, I don't know where the toilets are. Do you know where they are?
Oh,
and then you go, yeah, just down there, mate. And the amount of kitchens I've walked into.
I walked in the bar next to the old hot water, or above it, the shisha place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's it called?
Zodiac. Yeah. I fucking walked into there with a psychopath cutting a kebab up. I went, I want a wee. And he just looked at me and listen to the toilet. That's great help, mate.
Was that hot water? Was that?
No, it was out with Ken.
Oh. Well, how did you end up there?
Just having a pint after a gig or something.
In Zodiac?
I think so, yeah.
Hutchie's really good at, like, if he thinks someone's fucking boring and you're with him, he'll leave you with him.
Oh,
like,
mate.
We were in Manchester a few years ago, we were just drinking, after a gig, and this guy was like, "Great set, Vat. Yeah, I don't really like watch much comedy, but I'm more into my music, like my punk
I'm
music.
Waiting to be served, so I'm like, ah, yeah. He went, yeah, I mean, the thing is with the Sex Pistols is they weren't the first punk band, actually. I went, yeah, mad at it. And so I got my pints, I went, hey, he loves his punk music.
He was like, really, do you? Because Alive is...
And
you're too nice
to be like, fuck off.
And Hutch was at the bar just going...
We've got this like one person that comes in the bars and like he's just like just constantly just chatting madness, just like talking shit, and then everyone else is just like palms off with each other, you know what I mean, to each other's heads in. And then he comes over to me, I just go fuck off. Just walks away. I can't. I've got the time or energy to pretend that I like this person. So I just say, yeah, fuck off.
Oh my god.
Do you get people like? I remember watching a documentary on Channel 4 a few years ago about the world of strip clubs, and there was
not working a strip club.
No, I know, but like,
but I go with them frequently.
There was this guy.
That's where all my wages goes.
Your moonlighters one.
I've got to change your life, love. You don't. I'll never have to dance again. That's what I say.
Because I have a big problem with people who confuse niceness or just being polite. But being polite with like they're your mate, if you know what I mean. So like that guy probably thinks he's like, oh, they know me down here.
One
like
of the boys. Yeah.
And there was, in this documentary, this guy was like, he used to go to the strip club early every night. And he'd be like, oh, I'll go down there, say hello to all the girls, bring them some gifts, and he brought like fucking hampers.
Simp.
And he'd give them like Maltese. He goes, bit of energy, keep you going. I was like,
ugh! God, what a simple
like,
company.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, people come up to you and they go, oh, I love that joke. You remind me of that, you remind me a bit of that. Do you like that Chubby Brown?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got one for you. And then goes into some racist rants that you're like, your wife won't listen to. Anyway, he got me a date, this guy. And I went out.
Have you
girl.
Done the conversation?
Oh yeah. And to be fair, it was all right. I was like, oh, fair play. I trusted. I built. It was like Klopp. I built into the process. Mm. He went, you've got nothing.
That's like my internal monologue. Then you've got nothing.
He's his dad.
So
you're useless.
When you mean the controller Tinder,
yeah,
he was doing the texting as well.
Yeah, and he had it in my bio and like,
oh, right.
A few, and it, to be fair, it did work. There was a few like out of my league people.
What sort of thing is that?
Yeah,
and it was very much a sort of, I don't know, Burton Albion to Juventus leap with some, and I was with a Sevilla. Let's say, and we went to that like an arcade bar in town.
Oh yeah, it's called Arcanes.
That's it. Yes, yeah. And there's and we both arrived, and immediately she just went, I assume you're paying for everything then.
Oh my god,
it looks like it. Yeah, yeah. I'll do that. Muggins did. Yeah. So it was like
at least after at least let me offer draw at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And you can do the fake, oh
no, don't be soft, yeah. But
it was like...
So I'd just blatantly say that, though. Fuck it.
I went, yep. Because, like I said, like, Meatloaf obviously said, like, I'll do anything for love. I won't do that. I will do that. I will go beyond in order to make
feel
myself
loved. Yeah, but loved. Why don't you just let the man have that little sense of masculinity where he's paying for stuff.
Yeah, but I wasn't like I was going to go, I think you're fine, I'll fucking pay for this. It was more like, let's have a chat about it.
Got my halves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll pay for it. Bottle of tap water for this fat cunt.
But
fucking slag.
But I was like, okay.
No, the first date, you should pay for it.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you should. I think the first couple, you should.
Yeah.
But if the offer, do you know what I like as well?
It's the assumption, though.
This has happened to me before, say if we've been for a drink with the girl. And this happened on the last one as well. It's like that's something I look for, and I was really like made up it happened. So you're buying a drink and stuff, and when your drink's running out, you go to the toilet, and she's got up and got you one.
Yeah.
Now that's fucking something I look
that's
for.
King shit.
Ring on finger shit.
That's queen shit.
Mm. I did get a round bought, but I was facilitating most of the alcohol, and it got to the point where we went to a bar afterwards, and I was like, I was a bit like. Oh, clutching at straws, I went, like, look, can I be honest? I was like, am I the type of person that you'd go for? And she went, no, not really. My kind of guy's like, you know, a bit of a fucking, like, muscly tattoos, big beard.
Where in Australia was she from?
Buenos Aires. And she's like, you know, a bit muscly tattoos, you know, big build, fucking stocky guy. Bit like him over there. And then pointed to someone of that description.
Wow.
He, like, walked in. I was like, oh, wow.
She said, go and fuck him then.
She's all gimp.
Not me then. And then
just go. I don't think you can.
So how long have you been with her?
I think you're setting your bar too high, love, because you couldn't pull one of them. Fuck off. And you owe me 15 quid for your fucking calamari.
No food. Drinks only.
Girls are horrible, aren't they?
And then at the end, there was, she was like, I'm going to a party now. I was like, oh, cool. She went, no, just me.
Fucking gimp, mate.
And I was like, okay.
Had a lucky escape. She sounds like a fucking...
I presume that you
knobhead.
Do not want to do this again. And no.
Bet she got fucked in that party.
Yeah. Passed around like shower gel, yeah. Mate.
I've blocked someone's toilet as well.
Sorry, what?
My mate was met his ex-girlfriend's fucking family for the first time doing like the pretty middle class and he's working class.
Is this the mate who got drunk and messaged us saying he was like Dubai and he's like, I'm not going to Dubai?
Oh no. Oh, okay. They went there in the end.
Oh, right.
it was my mate who was like proper working class and that, and he didn't want to make a bad impression, so there was this beautiful picturesque house. There was a barbecue and there was a toilet outside, like a nice one, but you could hear everyone, you know, still outside. But he thought it was like out the way a bit, and he shit, and he left like a little pebble dashed it.
So it's just gone.
No, but he got caught scraping it with a bit of potpourri. Why one of his like one of the family friends or whatever, the door must have been on, you know, not locked properly or something. But he was on his hands and knees scraping shit with potpourri, trying to clean it. Oh God!
Fucking hell!
Oh, it's fucking grim, man. It.
Did so you block funny. A toilet? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, due to I stayed over, which was a risky move because I was wearing contact lenses at the time. I took them out, so I was impaired for the evening.
You couldn't see.
Yeah, and in the morning I was like, yeah. I didn't.
You had to go shuffling for the minge like a fucking hog.
It's the subtlety of this as well. Like, it's
make sure that gets clipped, please. That.
I'm wearing contact lenses.
I'm just going to send that to girls in boxes now.
What you look like is an animal. You look like an animal in a Disney cartoon who, like, the whiff of the pie has come through the window.
Yeah. That's what it's like. Whiff of the pump pump. It'd be snout right in there. Because I wear contact lenses as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to go truffling sometimes.
Do you really wear contact lenses? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's a good job you don't wear glasses, though, isn't it?
I know, that's what I mean. I was
like, it's like a fucking guess you for pedos, isn't it? Yeah. You're like a game of guess you for pedos. You with glasses. Who's the pedo? It's him.
Fancy
game of boppers?
Bop it, baby. Yeah, so you've truffled this bird.
There's been no truffles. There's been the trough is full.
He's made love blindly.
Well, no. Due to when there was an equipment failure on my part.
Yeah, penis.
Yeah, that failed the MOT.
Well, I won't get it up.
Yeah,
was that because you were drinking?
Yeah, boy. A lot of the Guinness and.
I've done that. Got a floppy cock and let a piss in my mouth once.
It never ends.
It's just
when you think you're at the lowest ebb.
One big fucking low light.
It's just another layer of just.
On, yeah, you like, think you know, don't you? Like, yeah. You think that's it. There's can't be more. Right, he surprises me every day.
That's it. Vinegar on the crotch.
Just torture each other until he's not here.
And then no, just fucking.
Go on, mate. Like so you
very deep iceberg. And before we got down, so I was like, well, I'll go over the loop, but I needed to. Sure. Evacuate,
yeah.
Bowel wise.
Evacuation.
Get rid of the.
It's always a risky move, that, isn't it? Shitting in the bird's house for the first time.
And I soiled. It was that all went fine. That was all good. It was a good.
Did you leave any taps on or anything to wipe?
Oh. Well, there was no toilet roll.
Oh, my God. But it's the fear.
Oh, wow.
Anyone going to someone's house, stock toilet roll. If you know someone's coming round, just get some bog roll, mate.
Well.
Fucking hell.
I want to hear what he used now.
I was in luck. I don't know if it's anymore because I was scarred by the incident. But my mum always said, if you're going out, take a handkerchief with you if a lady cries.
Joe.
That was so beautiful.
I love you, Joe, but fucking hell, mate.
That was beautiful.
Now, I used to do a similar thing at house parties where I would never smoke, but I would always take a lighter with me. Because if anyone went, do you need a lighter? I'd go, yeah, I've got one. What's your favourite Kook song?
You're the naive one here.
She moves in her own way.
Away from me.
Yes! Yeah, comedy!
Teamwork. That was like Messi, Neymar, Suarez 2015.
What a front three, yeah, mate. Let me tell you that.
Trying to think of another. So I took it with me, but I was like, switch around and in my back pocket, I was like, oh, light bulb moment, handkerchief.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks. Wiped my bum with a handkerchief. That's gone.
Put the lighter up there.
That's red.
Set fire to the bathroom. She won't know. I've shit myself.
That lighter coming, Andy. I burned the house down with her in it.
And he later known as Katie Pat.
Sorry.
I didn't have that vast a selection, so it was a Merry Christmas handkerchief in May. But the last thing I saw leave the toilet was the handkerchief that said Merry Christmas, and I went down the toilet as a little like sign off. Merry Christmas, foomph. But it clogged.
And did water fill?
And water filled, and a little bit of...
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I was that drunk, I was like, leave that, that'll be fine. Went back to it, woke up in the morning. She was none the wiser. Left, and the window was open. As I left, I could see the drain at the bottom just fill.
Oh, my God.
Little bits of poo trying to escape. And she's like, Becky, you've blocked the fucking toilets again, you rat.
Fucking hell, Becky. What are you eating?
Got away with it. Scot-free.
Fucking
nice. So if you are going to have a poo, always take a handkerchief with you, because you never know. A lady, she probably did cry, but she didn't have a handkerchief because I already wiped my bum with it. So in that fable, there's a lot of messages there. Interwoven.
I broke a sink once when I first sat at a girl's house.
I broke a sink once.
A six kebab in it. And it was just cartoon projectile vomit. I needed somewhere to land because I was sleeping on the couch. I just threw up everywhere, this block sink. And I'm up there and your dad fucking hated me. I mean, he just hated me.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, he just saw right through him. Do you know what I mean?
Just knew
he
just,
I know you. I see it in your face, you little rat. Absolutely couldn't stand me. And he's elbow deep trying to fucking sort this sick out in the morning. So I was trying to get rid of it all.
Did you get rid of it?
You know, because...
I laughed. Not my problem now.
Because of your rise... Do they tolerate that behaviour a bit more, or do they still like...
Who?
Your parents.
So
if you came home now and just shat everywhere...
My mum grounded me a couple of weeks ago.
Fucking hell, what for?
I came in singing Boyzone. 6 a.m. She was off to work. She was off for a double cleaning shift. And I was like, smile, an everlasting smile. And she grounded me. It's when we recorded with Justin.
Oh,
and she went, you record, and you come straight home. So, all right, mum. Right. Shall we wrap up? Because James is on stage.
Yes.
At Dean Cochran's.
At the best comedy club in the land.
Yes.
Hot water comedy.
Water, baby. Dean Cochran's Monday night. So if any aspiring stand-ups, get down and sign up and do 5 minutes, mate.
Yep.
James, absolute pleasure. Do you want to plug anything, mate?
I was going to do such a shit joke then. Yes. me charger. No. How? I, social media, at James Allen 27 on everything.
Why the 27?
Date of birth.
What's your mother's maiden name, lad? What?
Mine's 14 because I pretend to be out 14 online.
Marionette. Tony Khan 14.
Yeah.
Oh, what's yours? Is just Jamie Hutchinson, isn't it?
Jamie H. Comedy.
I am starting it like every person. I am starting a podcast.
Yes.
In about a month's time.
Who's that? What's that?
Solo. At the minute, might
have
guests.
You told me this idea. Is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a bit of a. Obviously, the stories I've told, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. I used to post a lot of like awful Facebook statuses that were very cringy. So each episode, I'm going to go through a day.
Memoirs. Wow. Memoirs of a James.
That's proper cringy, that.
Yeah. Though. It's going to be.
That Facebook memories, you go back and you see, yeah, like.
It is proper Edinburgh Cringe Festival. It's.
I like that one.
It's going to be a walk down memory pane. It's called, yeah. So stage.
Oh, nice, mate.
And I'm just vibing, really.
Just vibing.
I don't know when this is out, but I'm in Nottingham Glee, 27th and 28th of May. Got loads. I'm in the Big Smoke. Oh. Tuesday, the 14th of June.
London debut for the boy.
Boat show. it's going to be fucking fire, mate. Take the roof off, sink the cunt. I don't care. I'm going to smash it. Other than that, I'll just be in between gigs, truffling for Minge. Tony?
I've got nothing. In life, in comedy. So I hope you all have a great fucking rest of the month and goodbye.
Yeah. Sign up to the membership. Again.